Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. So we continued our journey through the Gospel of Matthew. We made another step in the Sermon on the Mount yesterday here at Deer Run and took a look at section of scripture where Jesus addressed, well, the fact that the religious leaders and crowds had heard God's law, had heard his word, but weren't really living it. They kind of let themselves out on technicalities of their own making. And so throughout this section of scripture, the last part of Matthew 5, you'll hear Jesus saying, "You have heard it said, but I tell you," in regard to a variety of topics. And most of the "you have heard it said" were things that, well, they agreed with. But as Jesus explains the heart of God behind the commands that those things had come from, I suspect that many of them were kind of squirming in their seats just a little bit, because they weren't exactly doing the things that God had really said. And so our weekday morning devotions this week are going to be looking beyond what they heard was said, and perhaps looking beyond what we have heard was said, as we listen to God, not just for the hearing's sake, but for the doing's sake. So we'll focus on beyond what you've heard. And this morning we start right off with beyond murder. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 5, verse 21, Jesus says to the crowds and to us, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder." I suspect that most of us would think that that's, well, a pretty good thing to listen to. A pretty good thing to have heard and to responded to. But Jesus takes that command and opens it up to the heart and reveals the fact that murder comes from within a person. It comes from a heart of anger. It comes from a heart of selfishness. It comes from our own desires and things that reside within us that, if not dealt with, continue to grow. There are times in different categories of killing a person that our culture delineates by various motives and planning and all kinds of things. But generally speaking, the idea of killing someone isn't something that a normal person just wakes up and decides they're going to do. The hatred, the anger, the dissatisfaction wells within us and if we let it grow, the outcome is not pleasant. It's destructive. And the truth is, if we let it grow, the outcome is unpleasant and destructive, whether it leads to a physical death of another person or not. Many times, the first casualty of that mindset, of that attitude, is ourself. When we let the destructive nature of hate and anger and selfishness grow in our life, we begin to crumble. We become the one that, well, begins dying. And whether it ever leads to us harming anyone else, the harm begins inside of us. And that's why Jesus felt it was so important to teach the people, to teach us, that there's more to this command than simply avoiding taking someone else's life. There's times that we take someone's character, we take their reputation, we take their livelihood, we take things from them because of our selfishness, our anger, the things that can eventually lead to the taking of a life. But even if it never reaches the point of taking anything from anyone else, in a sense it always does, because it takes something from us. And what it takes from us not only impacts our life, but it restricts what we ought to be giving to others. It's not that we're taking directly from them, we're simply not giving the part that God designed us to give into the body. And Jesus says the solution is, as we talked about last week with the Beatitudes, is to seek peace. And it begins by seeking peace with God. Because God's the solution. He's the one that can help us to not only deal with, and deal with is not a very good term in this scenario, because it makes it sound like we're trying to manage it. The dealing with that we have to do is repentance, it's removal, it's replacement. We replace the hatred with love. We place the selfishness with generosity. We replace the anger with mercy and service. We don't just push down those things that tend to well up at times and hope that we keep them out of sight. We look to the blood of Jesus, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness, to transform us so those things don't have a place to live any longer. And when we clean them out with the help of God's Spirit and His Word, we fill that space with the things of God. The fruit of His Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the things which, well, against which there is no law. So when we read God's Word and we gloss over the parts where we think that that doesn't apply, God says, you've only heard the surface. Listen more closely. Listen intently. Listen with spiritual ears. Yes, thou shalt not murder. But in order to not do that, we have to remove the seeds of murder from our life. James writes and says, why are there fights and quarrels among you? It's because you ask God for stuff and you don't get it because you ask for selfish means, and then you think you ought to be able to take it from somebody else. And that's the huge paraphrase there. But the problem with anger, the problem with selfishness is, those are parts of those things that God says are never satisfied. You feed them a little bit and they want more. And and we gaze beyond murder, when we see within our own life the things God wants to work on. We're talking this week about a lot of things that we need to look beyond. Not that we need to overlook, not that we need to excuse, but we need to look beyond what we've heard. But not beyond ourselves. The looking beyond is beyond what we've heard. We're looking, well, pretty close. We're looking at ourselves. We're not talking this week about looking at what others are doing, what others are saying, how others are living. This is us and God. This is me. This is you. This is each one of us sitting down in our quiet time with God, asking for His help in revealing those seeds, those entanglements, those sins which, left unchecked, well, if left unchecked, they kill us because they separate us from God. And sometimes they lead to us causing great damage to someone else. So it's our responsibility to not just hear the words, but to put into practice the heart of God which was behind those words. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has asked us to not only listen to what we think we know, but to be guided by your Spirit to help us in understanding what we don't know. So God, today, as we consider what we've heard from your word about murder, an act that most of us would say we would never do, may we hear today your voice, your word, beyond murder. And hear what you've said about the seeds of murder, the seeds of destruction, the anger, the selfishness, the dissatisfaction, the variety of emotions and mind games that go on by the enemy in our life that bring death to us. Father, there's many times when that begins to take over our life where it spills out into harming others. So God, today, help us to solely look inward with the help of your Spirit and your Word, not that we can accomplish any of this on our own strength or power. We're blind at times. We need your eyes to see that which we've kept hidden from ourselves. We've surely not hidden it from you. And then we need the help of your Spirit as we apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all that unrighteousness. But also the help of your Spirit to fill us with the fruit that he produces, that would leave no room for the anger, the selfishness, the bitterness, the things which lead to death. And Father, as we live filled with your Spirit, may we live beyond the simple words that most find repulsive. So that we would not bring harm or death in any form or fashion to ourselves or anyone else. And Father, as we live and walk by your Spirit, may we find help in restoration and reconciliation and peace. May we understand the benefit of how we care for one another. Father, even in those instances where we need those boundaries that protect us, the hedge of protection that your Spirit becomes in our life, may we not use those as shields in a way that's improper. Perhaps shields of protection, but not shields of division. And Father, help us to know the areas in which we've strayed, in which we've harbored harm. And may we be filled with your Spirit. May Jesus transform us. May we walk in peace with you. Father, may we lift up Jesus as the only one who can make any of this possible. Help us today to look beyond the words of murder and see the things that we need the help of Jesus in our life. And Father, as He transforms us, may we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.